You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. New York Fashion Week is about to start, and I'm excited to welcome two very special guests to chat about an independent show, House of Beretti. Bella Barrett is joining us for today's segment alongside Indie Star, who will be performing at the show's official after party. We're chatting about fashion, social media, and of course, this incredible event happening this Friday, February 12th. Okay, enough of me rambling. Let's get into it. Hey guys, how are you doing? We have Bella and Indie Star here. They have so much coming up. It's actually insane. So guys, tell me, how's it been going? How are you?
Good. I'm so excited. Fashion Week is like right around the corner and it's like, it's so much preparation. It's like everything starts like 6 months before. So I'm kind of in the final stages and it's like crunch time. So I'm trying to squeeze everything in and get it done.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Fashion Week. I love New York. So it's like probably one of my favorite cities. So I'm super excited. I'm super excited to meet you, Bella, because we haven't met in person. So yeah, I'm really excited.
That is so awesome, guys. It's insane. Like so many people are working together virtually right now with everything going on with COVID. And I feel like you guys were best friends before. I didn't even realize that you've never met in person. So it's crazy. Damn, this COVID thing is really making things insane. Like this is some 90-day fiancé friendship type of stuff. So are you guys excited to meet? Are you guys both living in LA right now and just haven't had a chance to meet, or what's the deal?
I live in LA.
I don't live in LA. I live in Rhode Island, but I'm like always in New York. So it's like my second home, but I'm so excited to meet Indy, and she's actually going to be walking for my clothing line and she's walking for our sponsor Chick, and she's going to be performing at our official after party. So that's amazing.
I'm so excited for that.
I know, I can't wait.
Yeah, you guys sound like you have it all together, totally have it under control. So what can everyone expect from that big event? Bella, I know it's your clothing line, it's your big event. Indy's going to be there. Some other influencers are going to be popping in. It sounds like it's going to be a big deal. So tell me a little bit about it.
Okay, so basically the upcoming show in 2022 of Fashion Week is going to be the first in-person Fashion Week that, like, you know, a lot of people are going to be at since 2020. So we kind of had to come in with a banger. So there's 91 shows that show at all through New York Fashion Week. And my show, House of Beretti, is an independent show. So we basically do it all of ourselves. But this is going to be my premiere of my new collection. We have gowns that are beaded head to toe. We have jumpsuits. We have, of course, our signature suit line. And not only that, because the runway show is amazing, and I love to put on a theatrical performance, but we have so many amazing celebrities who are going to be on our show, like Indy here. It's like when I do New York Fashion Week, I don't like to just do a regular runway show. So I always have like kind of a performance. Like last year, our theme was Mean Girls and we had like an acting skit. We had some girls on the runway, you know, doing their acting, being the mean girls. But this year, our theme is prom because I have some new pieces of gowns, like I said. So our theme is prom this year. Not only do we have the show going on, but we also have the official New York Fashion Week after party where we have amazing sponsors, we have amazing celebrity performers, and it is going to be huge.
Wow. You covered that perfectly. Yeah. I feel like I already have a whole vision in my head of, you know, what we're going to see and obviously what we can expect. Indy, how excited are you to be a part of this?
Oh my gosh. So this is my first Fashion Week, actually. So I'm super excited for it. I just love New York. I have so many great memories from New York. So I just have the best time ever. So I know it's going to be so amazing. Plus, me and Sophie are going to be out there for probably, I think it's like 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks. So we're staying out in New York for a long time. So I'm so excited.
That is so cool. Like you said, everyone is so excited. Besides Sophie, Indy, who else can we expect to see?
Okay, so we have everyone. Let me get my list so I don't miss anyone here. So we partnered with Teen Vibes Magazine, and I love Teen Vibes Magazine because it's all about empowering young people, and it's just a great thing. So for our celebrities, we obviously have Teen Vibes Magazine as our sponsor. We have Sophie Fergie, Lily Kay, Riker Sawyer, indie star, Isabella Diaz, Mia Butler, and Alex Friedman. These are all such amazing and talented people, and I cannot wait for you guys to see everyone, all of us together, because it is going to be a one in a million experience.
Yeah, you can say that again. It sounds like you have a full lineup, super exciting stuff going on. Any besides like the runway show? I know you mentioned some performances. Who's going to be performing? What can we expect on that end?
So Indie Star is going to be performing at our after party. She is going to be singing, which is going to be so amazing. And, you know, it's an after party, so it's all about partying and having fun, because you can't always work when you're in New York. So we got to have a little fun.
I support that. I always support a good party and after party. So Indy, that's super excited for you.
Thank you.
What can fans expect to hear from you? What are you performing? Can you tell us? Is there going to be a cover? Is it going to be an original? How many songs? Spill as much as you possibly can without getting in trouble.
Okay, so I'm so excited for this because I'm going to be performing Trust Issues and then another song that I can't talk about, but they're both original songs. And they're both like two of my favorite songs that I have made. So oh my gosh, I'm just so excited to perform them and to have people hear them. I love performing. Like, I've performed since I was like a little girl, like singing. So I'm so excited to go on stage and actually perform my two songs.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is going to have so much fun. Like, this event just keeps getting better and better. You have so much lined up. So this is not just your ordinary Fashion Week event. Everyone should definitely check it out because, listen, we all love, you know, seeing different outfits and models on the runway, but you don't always get a performance and a bunch of influencers in one. That's not something you get at every Fashion Week event. So
you got to show up and show out somehow.
That's true.
Exactly. And I know you guys are doing so much in preparation for this event, but on top of that, you're balancing other stuff too. Like, I know you guys do so much on social media, connecting with fans, other influencers. So what else are you guys working on right now leading up to this event?
So leading up to this event, for me, being a designer and, you know, having all these responsibilities, I know you're like, oh, you're young. I mean, how do you have all these responsibilities? But it's a lot. New York Fashion Week is definitely a lot of work. But leading up, again, like I said, it's like 6 months in advance of preparation. I learned the hard way that I have to start that much farther away from the event. So again, it's 6 months leading up. You gotta, especially during COVID, it was kind of hard to do everything and get all my fabrics and all my trims and stuff like that. So I've been going to New York a lot because there's a lot of stores open in New York as well. I love the fabric district there. I love hand picking out my fabrics. I'm working on my book. I have a book coming out. It's called A Teen's Guide to Business, because I'm also an Instagram influencer and a business entrepreneur on Instagram as well. So I do a lot of like tips for teens trying to come up and be in the spotlight. So I do a lot of that stuff. And yeah, right now my main focus is just Fashion Week. And then after Fashion Week, we see what's next.
For me, I am obsessed with fashion also. So I've been picking out a bunch of awesome like clothing to wear in New York because I'm so excited. Plus, New York's going to be so cold. So none of my clothes are going to work for New York because all of them are like tank tops because LA is very warm. So I've been doing a lot of that. Plus, I'm going to start working on my performance for the after party, which I'm so excited about again. And I'm just working on a bunch of new songs while doing that, working on the songs that I'm going to be performing and perfecting them.
All very exciting. And you guys already have a jam-packed 2022, which is insane because, like you said, you guys are so young, but you have so many moving projects and things popping up. So I know you guys are very busy. And you mentioned, Bella, you mentioned social media and kind of integrating that with your business and stuff. So how do you guys balance, you know, social media and doing everything else? Because Indy, you have your music. Bella, you have the, you know, clothing line. You're doing Fashion Week. And then you guys still are managing to post reels and TikToks and all sorts of stuff. It blows my mind. So tell me a little bit about how you guys are balancing that.
Yeah. So again, like I said, I do a lot of tips for teens. So one of my biggest tips is organization. I feel like having a clear mindset in what you want to do. Actually, my board's over there. I have like a kind of like a to-do board. And I try to stay as organized as possible now. Less about balancing and more of like, I enjoy what I do. So I have fun with it. So it's kind of just like a day-to-day thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I feel like for TikTok and Instagram for the reels and stuff, I mainly like if me and my best friend are out at the mall, we just do a TikTok there. It's like, it's kind of just like a daily thing that I don't really have to think about. I do forget a lot of things. Like I don't have the greatest memory. So I do forget to post a lot, but that's a whole different thing. If I don't post a day, it's like, it's not a big deal. I can just post the next day. It's like, I don't really have a lot of pressure on me. Well, I do from social media, but like, I don't feel like stressed about posting and stuff. So I just feel like I go with the flow kind of, and like whatever happens, happens. Like if yeah. there's a perfect spot for a reel, I just do it there. Yeah. I don't like get ready and then do a reel.
Yeah, I feel like also what attracts more audience is if it's kind of just like off the rip, like if it's just normal, like just chilling with yeah. your friends, do a TikTok. Like I could do a TikTok right now and people would love it. Like it's just, yeah. it's kind of just a thing where it's just like, just be you and just have fun with it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Okay, so there's everyone's first tip. Make one, even if you look crazy, maybe. I don't know. Why not? Okay, because, you know, everyone's trying to do this TikTok thing now, and it's pretty crazy. I thought I could stay off of the damn app, and it sucked me right in.
TikTok got really lucky because they came mm-hmm. out right when COVID happened, and everyone was home.
Yeah, 100%.
It's wild, and the fact that you guys managed to do all of that, still insane. Now, what about school? How do you guys fit that in? Is that something you guys are still doing? Did that kind of disappear? What's the deal there?
So I kind of say I live like the Hannah Montana life. When I'm in New York or doing business, I'm kind of like one person. But then when I'm home, I'm like a totally different like teenager, like, you know, no heels, all sneakers, comfortable sweats, leggings, all that type of stuff. I do go to school. I go to a public school. And honestly, I think it's a great balance. I think it's still great to have like a teenage life and be able to like just live your life normally instead of just having like strictly business.
Yeah. So I've actually been homeschooled my entire life. So I've never gone to public school. Yeah. Also, I just graduated, actually. I graduated high school, which is pretty crazy. I was doing this program with my family, all three of us. I have a brother and a sister, and we all three graduated at the same time because we did this program. And it's awesome because now I'm also an actress, so when I go on set, I don't have to stay for the extra 3 hours that I would have to do school.
Yes, we love education. So congratulations on graduating, and super exciting. And Bella, that's amazing for you to still be going to school. Again, balancing all that, that's just even more crazy to be going in school in person and there's a pandemic. You guys, it's too much. I know that this big event is coming up. Like I said, you're planning for it. You guys have done so much and it's just around the corner. So once this event is over, what are you planning to do in New York? Are you guys going to check out some of these other Fashion Week events? Are you just going to relax? Like the event ends, you go to bed, you wake up the next day. What's next for you guys?
For me, it's kind of like a whole week of like craziness. So once the show ends, the next day for me is magazine promotions. I do more billboard shoots. And then it doesn't end there. Once I leave New York, I come home and I start working on September Fashion Week. So never ends.
That's crazy. Me and a bunch of my friends, we have a bunch of like shows that we're going to watch. Since this is my first Fashion Week, I'm super excited to like watch all of the fashion shows, obviously, because that's like the entire thing. So I'm really excited for that. Plus the people from Teen Vibes, we might just go around New York taking like a bunch of like pictures and like different clothes and just like get some more photos like to posts and stuff. So I don't really think any day in New York is going to be like just chilling at the hotel room. I think we're always going to be doing something because it's New York, and why not?
Like you said, New York is crazy. There's always something going on, especially during Fashion Week. Walk the streets, you'll find a celebrity. It's crazy. It's fun. Yeah. And we stand New York. Sorry, LA. I mean, I love you too, kind of, sort of, sometimes. I know you guys mentioned pictures, posting, working. Favorite social media platform? Give it to me and give me your best reason why. Because this has always been different from influencer to influencer, from person to person. I love to hear the reasons. And yeah, it's always a fight. So, especially when I have multiple guests. So let's hear it.
Sure. So recently, actually, I'd say like 3 months ago, I started a public Snapchat. So I have to say that Snapchat is probably my favorite, like, I guess it's like a social media. I don't really think of it as a social media, though, because it's kind of like just like messaging your friends. But I have a public Snapchat now, and everybody on my Snapchat is so kind. So it's like crazy, because you can swipe up on people's stories and like comment something. So I see all of the comments, and they're so nice. They're obviously, you get someone here and there that like hates on you, but it's way better than like Instagram or TikTok, because everybody on there, you can see the comments, and on Snapchat, everybody else can't.
For me, it's a little bit different. I've been using Instagram since I started to be in the public eye, so it's definitely, I'm going to have to say Instagram for me, because it's my life, it's my business, so I think Instagram for me, and especially because I just started an IGTV series, and that's where most of my fans are, so I got to stay with the OGs.
I do like Instagram a lot.
I feel that. Both great answers. I never get Snapchat anymore. Like, no one ever says that, so that was really unique, and I appreciate that, because that's not something a lot of people use, especially influencers, to their advantage, and I feel like it is such a great idea. But then there's like the weird subscriptions, and I'm like, eh, you guys are just trying to sell me stuff. I'm not interested. And IGTV is so cool. So I also appreciate that. And I love how much you guys connect with your fans on social media. That's super important. I feel like once people blow up, they're kind of like, eh, you know, I don't need to be on social media, or like they just disappear. So
yeah.
Congrats to you guys for staying up on that and still connecting with people. Well, that's about all I have. I kind of want to open it to you guys and see if there's anything else you want to tease or share about New York Fashion Week, because I know it's coming up so fast and people are really looking forward to it. And all over social media, they're talking about it. A bunch of shows, including yours, wondering what they're going to see. So anything else you guys would want to add, either about that or anything else you have coming up?
I just want to add that this is going to be the best New York Fashion Week of my life, and it's going to be the biggest and best in New York. So you better be there.
That was
bold. Take that, Tom Ford.
But yeah, nothing really else besides I'm really excited to perform, because this is my first performance in a while since COVID. Yeah.
100%.
Anything about anything online and is terrible. Yeah.
Exactly. Which is why people should come to this show in person.
Yes.
Check it out. It's not going to be the same looking at it from the social media perspective. Like, yeah, if you guys are across the country,
I take it back.
And check it out. But if you're in the New York area, it's time to plan ahead. Get there, wait outside, meet your faves. Come on. It's going to be great. I'm super excited for you guys. I can't wait to see it. And I know it's going to be fantastic. And it's coming up so fast.
If you can't make it to the runway show, there's still after party tickets. So get them so you can see wonderful Indie perform.
Yes.
Check out that performance. Go get them now before they're gone. And then you're going to be like, damn, I wish I looked earlier. So check now. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to see everything that you guys have going on for New York Fashion Week. It's so exciting, and everyone else should go check it out now, like I said, before it's too late, because it's coming up so fast.
I totally agree with that.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into another segment of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge shout out and thank you to both Bella and Indie Star for joining us today. Be sure to follow them both on social media for all of the latest updates and all of that amazing content. And don't forget to check out House of Beretti during New York Fashion Week if you're around the tri-state area. You're not going to want to miss it. That's it for today, folks. And as always, I do have one very special message to leave you with. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.